This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the New World Report with Joseph Umar. And Joseph and I work with so many problems throughout Latin America and South America, Central America. It's a pleasure to turn to a very big positive. This is reporting from The Economist of Puerto Rico about Puerto Rico's success, relatively speaking, in the virus vaccine COVID emergency of the last year and a half and continuing into wintertime as we turn to north temperate zone winters and you see the outbreak in Europe. There's much alarm everywhere, especially for vulnerable groups. Unlike much of America, writes The Economist, the island had enacted strict rules early. The government brought in a lockdown in March 2020, 2 days after its first confirmed COVID case. Non-essential businesses were ordered to close. A curfew was enforced. Anyone who broke it faced a $5,000 fine or a six-month jail term, says the former Federal Emergency Management Agency head. Puerto Rico enacted some very intense and very strict, stringent protocols when COVID first came out. I think that really helped them control things in the beginning. Now, we're not through the virus yet. There's still risks. But, Joseph, this is a pleasure, given how Puerto Rico got beat up after that hurricane, where they couldn't get electricity back for weeks or months, and they still not might have it entirely back. Puerto Rico has had a success in a country that you could have assumed was going to struggle with the virus the way other Latin American and Caribbean countries did, and it has not. Is this because of governance? Is this because of a uniformity among the Puerto Rican people to protect themselves? Why?
It's a good question, John, and I wouldn't, you know, be sure it's exactly why Puerto Rico has done much better than most countries, even in the Caribbean. But what I venture to say is that it's much easier when you have a country the size of 3.3 million people on an island, essentially, to control an infectious disease like a virus. So I think in general, Puerto Rico, and not just Puerto Rico, but many of the Caribbean countries had kind of a natural advantage if they choose to basically take the mitigation measures and be able to implement them. But I think the other part of this, the other part of the equation is also the economy, because that's what we've seen with the virus worldwide is, you know, it's not just a problem for health. It's also a problem for economies. If you close down the country for too long, if you quarantine or shut down businesses, it creates a tremendous amount of impact, and most notably in the tourism industry. And I think Puerto Rico initially was struggling with this, but then had a great turnaround this year specifically because they did open up parts of their tourism industry. And I think that that made sure that they can balance the health concerns with the virus, which everyone has, but also with a recovering economy, which all Latin America did bad last year. But Puerto Rico wanted to make sure that they didn't repeat last year, so they opened up the tourism industry. In fact, I have a lot of friends, John, that moved to Puerto Rico during the pandemic because they said, look, if I'm going to be locked down and quarantining for months on end, I might as well do it on an island with the nice looking beaches and everything like that. And I think people have that mentality of Puerto Rico, and I think it benefits that, and it's advocated and promoted itself as such.
We have 3.3 million people here in on an island, and what we have instead is a success. Now, Vermont, Hawaii, and Maine all did better than Puerto Rico. Those three states of deaths per 100,000. But Puerto Rico came in fourth. However, I caveat here, one-fifth of Puerto Rico, I learned from The Economist, is 65 or older, compared with 16% of Americans overall. In other words, they have a larger vulnerable population than all the other states. And being in that vulnerable population, I can appreciate that whatever they did right, Joseph, other states should emulate it, because there's no reason to believe that the virus has left us. It's still in the world, and it could be several years. Is Puerto Rico experiencing a renaissance, or is this a one-off? Because I remember the hurricane was very, very tough on governance in Puerto Rico. We have about a minute, Joseph.
No, John, what I think Puerto Rico, here's, I think, the real positive outlook on Puerto Rico is I think it is receiving a lot of attention from people that are moving out of states that perhaps they look at as more controlling. Even though Puerto Rico has had strict measures, they have been somewhat relatively open on specific industries. And not to mention it's an island. It's a nice place to be. It's a nice place to vacation to visit. And I think that that's what you're seeing here. You know, people from California, people from New York, people from other states throughout the country that are looking at Puerto Rico as perhaps a final destination to be able to move their business or move themselves. And I think that that's a positive outlook for Puerto Rico, because it could use that business and it could use that population to help grow inside the United States.
Are the debts still heavy, Joe? We have about 30 seconds here. I remember the talk about forfeiting or bankruptcy. Is that still weighing on them?
Sure. You know, I think it's, you know, it suffered from the hurricanes. It suffered from a lot of different other problems. So, yes, I think the debts are still a problem. But as far as the virus itself, I think they're doing pretty well in vaccination. So it's kind of took a handle on that somewhat.
Joseph Umar. He is the executive director of Secure Free Society based in Washington. This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.